Not a Lesbian. Written by Cara WJ. Read by Silly Cleo. Susie sometimes thinks that everything would be okay if she could just climb inside Caroline's skin. It just seems like it would be so safe in there, always knowing exactly who you were and what you were doing, and that other people would do what you wanted them to do. It's not that she doesn't know that that's a bit, well, weird. She'd never say it out loud. Who would she even say it to? Certainly not Charles. She knows the others think Caroline takes advantage of her. She can see it in Sal's eyes sometimes. There goes little doormat Susie, doing what she's told again. But Sal doesn't understand, you see, that Susie does all these things because Caroline is just better than everyone else. And Susie? Susie wants to be better as well. Susie wants to be the best there is. And anyway, Caroline needs her, not just for the everyday things, but look at how she gets her words all tangled up, and needs Susie to correct her before anyone else hears. Susie has always been good with words, and acting, and netball. And she likes being right, occasionally, when Caroline's wrong. And she likes, just a little bit, hearing Caroline's perfect, rich, sonorous voice wrap itself around those words. It helps her to imagine, in the dark of the night, Caroline saying certain other words, to her. Not that she does that, of course. Well, not often. She wonders sometimes if Sal ever stares at Tip and thinks about things. Things that Susie's sure she probably once thought about Charles, but hasn't in years. Things she tried to think about him before the hideous pregnancy-scare debacle. It's really not like she thinks it all the time or anything, and it's probably perfectly natural when you spend a lot of time with someone, and that someone is quite as brilliant as Caroline is. She's not a lesbian or anything. She's married, for Christ's sake. And she's absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, not looking at how fantastic Caroline's arse looks in those jeans. The end.